The Waddle and Sylvie podcast is brought to you by DraftKings, a Casino Queen sportsbook. Use our promo code WMVP. That's WMVP. Must be 21 years or older, Illinois only.
This is Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
All right, a lot to get to. We've had a lot of Bears quarterback conversations.
As usual.
As day after day after day until this thing gets solved. Tomorrow, too. Don't forget, Pace and Nagy are speaking tomorrow afternoon. Pace usually gives you very little. But
I was going to say, you got any predictions on what will be discussed?
I think Nagy will be more open.
And what about what?
That they're looking everywhere. That that this offseason, that man, you know, we could not have turned over more stones, and we will continue to turn over every single stone. And the work hasn't stopped since the season ended. We've been collaborating greatly. And so far, we've been bearing some fruit here. And, you know, we can't say anything yet because, obviously, Tom, as you know, the new league year, and I'm talking like they were talking, the new league year has not begun yet. So legally, we're not allowed to talk about any free agents since they're not technically free agents. But we really like our plan, and we have many different options that we can pivot to, depending on what
fantastic.
Happens around
the world. We've been working with everybody. We've been collaborating with everybody. We're going to leave no stone unturned.
Bunch of good stone turners.
We're going to look internally and externally, but mostly internally, but also externally. And the collaboration. We really like our room. Really like our room.
You have to at least once, if not twice, identify the person who asked you the question and then repeat it.
That's why I said thanks, Dan.
Yes, right.
Yeah. Our room's great. It's got four walls. It's got a couple windows.
How many times will he say like a mea culpa? Where, you know what, I really did some soul searching here in this offseason. I really did some good self-scouting. And I've realized together that how we're going to move forward.
Well, that's
and we're
part of looking
better.
Internally, Sylvia. Yeah, I appreciate it. That's
sure.
part of looking internally, Mark, and externally. Mostly, that's more of the internal looking, and we looked inside of ourselves. We flipped ourselves inside out and looked at the outside of ourselves, which was the inside of ourselves. Now the outside of ourselves. Flipped it back inside. But and our room is
when
good.
Did you have any time to turn stones over?
We looked our rooms. Well, we've got, you know, Tom Herman's here now. He's our stone turner. He's out there. He's flipping stones for us, looking at the inside of the stones, looking at the outside of the stones. But yeah, Mark, I appreciate it. And, you know, we just hope to, you know, we all know we need to be better. We all know that.
And then Pace will give you, like, just short answers where he doesn't tell you anything, right? Where they ask him about what went wrong in the last quarterback search. And, of course, he doesn't want to look in the past. He only wants to look ahead.
How many times do they remind you that over the last 3 years they're 28-20 and been to the postseason twice?
Yeah, we're not where we want to be, but we do feel good about where we're going.
Yeah.
It was really good. I got a text from my mom here, and then there are other comments. Maybe it was
a bad move to put
a text message exchange with my mom, because then you open up for mom jokes and stuff like that. And
Listen, there are a lot of different awful directions people on Twitter could take it. I mean,
And my mom sent me three straight text messages without me responding to one. So
what's up with that?
Are commenting. Well, she was telling me how I did respond before the first one, but she was telling me how she's going to be the first in line and picking up the food that she was getting for the Golden Globes.
Why didn't she ask you if she could pick up something for you?
Well, because we can't be really together to eat yet. You know what I mean?
She could drop it off on your doorstep.
I know. She was here on Saturday. When I went to get the vaccine, my wife went with me to go to just in case I had a reaction. She watched the kids. So she was here. So I really didn't need to comment about her picking up her food and being first in line. I mean, good for you, Mom. That's great that you're first. I have no comment on the matter.
Congrats. You could have just sent her a simple congrats.
Well, I mean, to tell you the truth, if this was like a, if we were doing a little.
Lay down on the couch.
Therapy here. Yeah, if we were. I still hold. There are a few things that I hold my parents to like I have ill will towards them on a few things. Number one is the way my mom styled my hair as a child with no style, basically. And the second one would be they always were the early bird family. Like, it pissed me off. We ate at 4:30.
Yes.
We would have to go out to dinner early. We could never wait till 6 or 6:30 when other families ate.
Yeah, but when you're done, you could be back at the house playing outside by 6.
I was playing outside then, and I had other stuff I wanted to do. And then when I grew up, and then we were older, and I lived in the city, they would only come to the city, but only for a 5 o'clock dinner. I don't eat at 5. Who the hell eats at 5? I don't want to eat at 5.
You couldn't make an exception for the woman that brought you into this world.
Guys, enough with the 5 o'clock meals. Can we at least compromise? I eat at 7. You eat at 4:30. Let's make a reservation for 6. That's too early.
Well, why can't we just consent to what your mom wants?
Mark, we'll meet at Gibson's at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock?
We were going to Pizza Hut, for Christ's sake. You were going to Gibson's.
No, this is when I was an adult.
Oh,
this
okay.
is like 10 years ago when All I right. lived in the city.
That's different.
Again, everything. Always early. Can you meet me at 4:30? Meet you at 4:30. So anyway, that's why I didn't
You're just getting up from an afternoon nap at that time back in the day,
yeah,
aren't you?
Exactly. I woke up at 11, then I took a nap at 3. Still hungover. And she's telling me that she's going to be the first in line. Oh, I know you're the first in line. I lived my childhood that way. You're always the first in line with all the...
Was she ever second in line? And how disappointed was she when she realized she wasn't first in line?
Always, too. The beat the traffic at the games. I was a part of it as much as I'm into sports. We were always seventh inning, Mark. Time to beat the traffic. Beat to where we got to go.
We're going to be home to get an early meal.
We're going to hop on the red line. We're going to then get on the Swift. We're going to be in Skokie. The Cubs are going to come back and win this game. And we're going to be stuck in Skokie doing nothing. Nothing interesting. And we had to beat the traffic.
See, at least you don't have any pent-up issues with Mom.
Yes. And that's why I always told my kids, we will stay to the end. We stay to the end of the game. Don't care if it's past your bedtime. We stay to the end.
Oh, that's great parenting. Kids are falling asleep. They get up the next day. They're crabby. They're not.
They'll catch up on sleep.
They're not productive. They're losing out on school. And
yeah, we're going to the game.
Just because you wanted to see the final two outs as the Cubs lose 12-4 to the Padres.
No, this wasn't a 12. It would be a one-run game.
Okay.
There's going to be a long line on the L. Okay.
Were there any
deal.
Lines on the L back then for Cubs games?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There's nobody, right?
After 84, there were lines.
Okay.
There were lines. So she texted me. There's the Meller tweeted about this
hilarious.
Earlier. The Sun-Times, on their back page cover, their headline is a picture of the three studs in the Sox bullpen. And the headline is, Penn is mightier. Okay.
Totally done on purpose.
Right.
Yes.
The pen is mightier than the sword.
Right.
But of course, like, and I even think that the font, the is even closer to the pen on purpose to make the eyes even catch it, to make it look like it says penis mightier.
That's a takeoff of the old Saturday Night Live skit with Sean Connery, I think it was, as they were doing Jeopardy.
Yeah.
As Alex Trebek was played by Will Ferrell. And that one of the clues was, I believe the pen is mightier than the sword. And the Sean Connery character, played by Daryl Hammond, I believe, would
oh, so
scream,
they were...
the penis is mightier, the penis mightier.
So my mom texted me, did anyone see this the way I did? At first glance,
about 7 million people in the greater Chicagoland area.
So, and someone commented on my buddy Note on Twitch, said, of course they did this on purpose. So
yes.
You don't believe this is like, this is orchestrated. They are looking for us to talk about
yes.
the Sun-Times back page because no one's talking about the Sun-Times back page.
John Greenberg wanted to know where she was picking food up from.
Where did she pick? I know this.
That's
too.
A typical Greenberg question.
Oh yeah, take a guess. I'll give John Greenberg two guesses, and if he doesn't get it, he's a terrible guesser. Okay, Mom in Skokie, and remember they have a lot of delivery services now where they can deliver from the city.
Do they make cookies at your face?
What
does this place make cookies at your face?
Make cookies
at your face?
Yeah,
really?
Beck's and Benny's.
You're close. You're really close.
Do they make so cookies
They're
your
not
fans?
In the city. This is a city place.
Oh,
what's
it's a
the
city place. Oh, I thought you meant...
So you're really close. You're red hot. You're red hot. Max and Benny's in Northbrook, though.
Oh, okay.
But you're red hot. Delicatessen downtown in the city. World renowned.
Oh, Max's?
Manny's.
Manny's. That's what I meant.
Manny's Deli.
Yeah.
Right there in the South Loop. I think on Des Plaines, I want to say. Canal or Des Plaines? One of those. And, you know, right across the street from the Binney's Beverage Depot in the South Loop where we used to go, Waddle.
Yes.
So.
Love that place.
So there's no doubt that this was done then
yes.
on purpose.
Of course. Yes.
Okay.
To draw the attention. It's going to catch your eye. Then once you catch your eye is caught, then naturally you're going to read it. I don't blame them. Like, hasn't the New York Post or whatever, the New York Daily News, done this for decades? Stuff like
this? These types of jokes?
Yes.
I mean, really?
Oh, my God. This is what they're famous for, isn't it? I thought that was what they were famous for. Was it the New York Daily News that would constantly do that? Or was it the New York Post?
The Daily News. They all do it similarly. So then the person who's been drawing that. And I'm saying that thing on your window is still doing this.
Yeah, it happened last week, and I'm like, it's baffling. I've had a camera installed in the back of my car, so the person that's going to do it next is going to get caught.
You really? I don't believe that you installed the camera. I think you're doing this to scare them away.
No, that's not true. And on the way in today, I actually saw Meller's car and just. For some strange reason, I just decided to give him the treatment that I've been getting for the last 6 months. So I drew a member on his back windshield.
Fight a member with a member.
And then he actually sent me a text and said, what's up? And I said, Jeff, this is just really follow along here. This is really easy to do. And I said, Jeff, I was the one that drew the penis on the back of your car. I'm guilty.
So do you believe he's been doing it the whole time?
He says no. He says no, so I'm going to trust him. But I didn't want to. I want everyone to feel the love that I feel every day I walk out from the show and go to my car and see that somebody has done a little art project on my vehicle. I didn't want to be the one that hoarded all of this. I wanted to share it with everybody else. So I just kind of randomly walked by his car today and put a little thing on his.
Fire.
Yeah.
No,
penis
no.
Wars.
So next. Next, it's going to be Merkins until the swamp rat decides that he wants to identify himself.
Why did you say that you installed the camera? You should have not let people know, and that way you would. That's why I don't believe.
This is a deterrence. I have a nuclear weapon inside the vehicle as well.
I don't believe you really did. I think you're saying it because you want people.
We'll find out, won't we? The real culprit will find. Somebody said that they think it's a listener. That just
yes.
Nobody knows what my car, where my car is, and where.
I want to pay that off next. So there's a theory that this could be a listener, and I'm going to paint a scenario for the listeners.
I have a scenario
on what
as
kind
well.
Of part. And there's a conspiracy theory out there, Waddle. I don't know if you heard this. I want to play this for you next. There's a producer in the radio station.
Oh.
Who has a conspiracy theory
about?
And you tell me if it's true or false. That's next.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
All right, if you followed the show... And this led perfectly into that Sun-Times back cover where the pen is mightier in the way it looks what it's saying. There's been something being drawn on Waddle's dirty windshield for months.
What's wrong with you people?
For months. This happens almost every day? Is this comes and goes?
It happens pretty frequently. I think the fact that I've drawn attention to it has increased the frequency with which people are tagging my vehicle.
So we park in a parking garage that is open to the public. It's probably 12 stories.
Okay, but that's not. It's nobody. Come on.
Well, here's the theory. Then I'll play you Merkin's conspiracy theory. Many people who know who you are see you park your car.
No.
There are many daily parkers there. Maybe someone did see you.
I have. You have to understand. Trust me. Since the pandemic, for the last year, the traffic in and out of this garage is nothing like it was pre-pandemic. So I don't even cross paths with anyone 99% of the time.
You come to the office at a time normal people are already at the office.
Correct.
Okay, correct. So you don't buy, Chris, that it could be a listener.
No.
This
chance.
Is an
no
inside
chance.
Job.
There's 0% chance.
No chance this is a listener.
I want to play you what Carmen and Yurko were rationalizing, and then wait till you hear what Merkin brought up.
Take a listen. Okay.
Somebody continues to draw penises on Waddle's car. First of all, Waddle's got to do a better job of cleaning the car.
That's true.
I mean, I walked by it the other day. It's filthy.
Yeah. That is.
I mean, get the car washed.
Wait a minute. You walked by?
I walk by it every day.
Interesting.
I told him that.
Every day you walk by his car.
I walk by his car every day. I would have admitted to this months ago because it's brilliant. I wish I thought of it. Quite frankly, when I first heard him tell the story and he started thinking, well, could it be Mel or could it be Carmen? They leave after I get here. I texted him. I said, I wish it was me. Because it's fabulous. last week, I said, Tommy, I'm telling you, I can put it as plainly as I can put it. I swear on my kids, it's not me.
You know what? We keep looking within.
I think it's a listener that happened to parks in our garage on a daily basis. And saw one day, oh, my God, there's Tom Waddle. He sees what Waddle's driving, and he sees the spot he parks in every day. And I think it's a listener having fun.
I think it could be somebody from ABC7.
Possibly.
Could be their president, John Idler. It could be their president, John Idler, knows Tommy's car, loves Tommy.
Can you imagine John
goes
Idler
by every day
is drawing penises
and puts
on Waddle's.
A different type of phallus on there every single day.
I mean, can you imagine?
I secretly hope it's Tracy Butler.
Oh, my God.
I think we should do a poll to say who from ABC7 is drawing penises on Waddle's car.
Is there a security camera in that garage?
There are. Absolutely there are.
There are not.
There's areas. No? Yeah, there's. Wow. I was like,
well, I'm sure there's dark areas.
How does Mellor know
we'll
that?
Be able to find them.
Can we set up a camera?
I think a lot of stuff's covered.
I think the lobby areas have them.
But they don't because I one time... slipped and I fell on like some oil or something like that, and I was upset, and I texted, this is years ago, and I was so furious, and I asked Mike Martins if he was handling, and he said, let me check, and he called me back and said, yeah, they don't have any cameras, Randy, so you're out of luck on that one. So I was furious.
You were going to call Howard Aiken? Were you getting ready to call us?
$3.126 million?
Our old producer, Billy Ochepka, had his car broken into. They broke the glass, went in. They had video of that, but it was a homeless guy.
Where did they get the video?
They had a video.
Because there was a camera in there.
I'm going to double check.
No cameras.
Yeah, they have cameras. I'm telling you, Waddle thinks it's one of us. It's not us. I told him that I think it's a, and he said, no, that can't be. I said, Tommy, somebody probably saw you and goes, God, there's Tom Waddle.
I just decided
to have some fun with him.
Yeah, hey, Tom, let me draw a penis on you.
Well, what kind of nonsense is that? Yeah. I mean,
Tyler Durdening?
Yeah, is he Tyler Durdening himself? He doesn't even know he's doing it.
He's had so many concussions in his history.
You think he's doing it? He blacks out,
draws penises on his car, and then all of a sudden he accuses Mellor.
So wait, you think he's not doing it as like a bit, and he knows it's him? You think he's actually forgetting that he's drawing wheelies on his own car?
Possibly.
I don't know. I don't think he's that out of it.
No. That's a little bit fun.
Yeah, I don't like to draw penises on my car.
Yeah, he was
the plot of a 1999 blockbuster.
Yeah. Part of one of the greatest movies of all time. He was a little accusatory again last week, and I was like, I promise you, buddy, it's not me. But I walked by his car, and I go, it's filthy.
It is.
I think it's, you don't know that you like to draw on your car.
Okay, here's a theory that somebody has floated to me. You're in cahoots with somebody from your palatial estate up in Riverwoods, and you are keeping this crime going on. You're working in tandem with somebody to make it work.
I'm locked up. What can I do?
You can talk to somebody.
There's the answer. From remote. You're sitting in the bunker in the leather chair. You got the white cat on your lap. You're stroking the white cat, and you're delegating. You're out here delegating. You're like Dr. Evil out there delegating.
Yes. Yeah.
Just like in The Wire where the guy's locked up, but he's still running the crime scene.
You're running the crime. So who is it? Who's your cohort? Listen, here's the deal. Two things. I don't park in the same spot all the time, and my vehicle has changed over the course of time.
First of all, it's Mellor. That's one. Number two,
I
wouldn't be working. I wouldn't be working with Meller because I can't even get my fantasy money.
Yeah.
You
that's
think
a good
I'd be
cover
work-
for you. That's a good cover.
Oh,
that's a good
is
excuse.
Is it? Or how about this? In lieu of payment, draw some penises.
Yes.
$400 that I could
that's
use.
That's a penis.
Or you just draw stuff on Waddle's car. We already have a truce. We've had a truce
maybe,
forever.
How about disconnection? How about disconnection? Mike Johnson from ABC 7 Sports.
Johnson and Johnson.
But there's no, I mean, like, this has happened over the course of a period of time. That
it's Meller.
He wants to fight you for suggesting that it's him.
Well, with the way he said about the cameras, what did he say there?
There's no cameras in there.
Yeah.
There's no cameras in there.
He knows. He did his research. And then to get the other stuff out of that whole conversation, that Merkin wanted to videotape because he slipped on some freaking oil?
And then
what was he going to do with the tape?
Looking for Ankin Law.
Yeah, well, how about sending it into Funniest Home Movies? Maybe sending the tape in there to watch Randy Merkin slip on some oil.
I would say this as well. A few of the drawings, most of the drawings, have been quite detailed, and actually there is a flair for an artistic talent.
It's Meller. Yes, it's Meller. It's 100%
Meller. He swears it's not him, and Merkin's got his back. Like, they get indignant about it.
There's no, the worst is, it's a funny, like Carmen said, when you have a funny bit going, and then when you get busted, then you say, yes, it was me. But it was really funny, guys, wasn't it? Ha, ha, ha. There's nothing worse than continuing a bit when you've been busted, and I believe Meller would do that.
Somebody suggested our boss, Mike Thomas, may be the culprit. I say no because, A, I just don't think he'd do it, and B, well, maybe he would, but B, my car has not, he would have to travel further than where his car is parked to actually do the artwork on my vehicle, so
why
that doesn't make any sense.
But he lives in the city, where does he have to be? He's got all the time
Who
in the world.
Who is going to go up a couple of ramps to draw a penis on a car when you're a grown-ass man?
Carmen, he's been working out. He runs here all the time, it's part of his run. He leaves here.
Listen,
goes on a run.
I know Carmen.
Time out. Comes back.
Carmen's one of his rules in life, I can guarantee you, is he doesn't swear on his kid's life if he's not telling you the truth.
Have you asked Meller to swear on his kid's life?
I have not. No, I asked him to swear on his season ski pass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He says no. Listen, what I did today was I just casually drew one on the back of his car, not because I was accusing him of anything, just felt it was necessary. It was kind of a spur of the moment, kind of just one of those impulsive decisions that I decided. I wanted to share the joy with everybody. You know how many times I've pulled the car into my garage, got up the next morning, and one of my kids comes out and says, "Hey, Dad, your friends are at it again." I'm like, "Friends? What happened? They left some artwork on your car again." Somebody asked, didn't you just ask me, do I park my car outside instead of inside? Maybe one of my neighbors is doing it?
No. I wasn't suggesting a neighbor.
One of my
I was suggesting that if you park your car outside of your house, like outside of the garage, that we've seen in the last couple of weeks, Cap has just driven up to your house. Maybe he's driving up there
my car
and drawing them and then just driving away.
You know how much commitment to that bit would take over the last couple of months? There's no way that's happening.
Yeah.
You guys, Chris Adam, do you guys believe that Waddle really has a camera now?
No, I don't believe it.
I don't think he would know how to hook it up.
That's not true.
He didn't know how to change half the stuff on his phone. I have to do it for him.
Yeah.
Installing a camera.
Yeah, there's no camera.
What does that even mean, you have a camera? What?
What did you just
put? My daughter's got one of those things that's that little thing looks like a cube. What do you put on?
A
like people put them on their helmet. Yeah, GoPro.
Where is it? Where did you post it?
The inside of my car. Set up in the back of your car.
Here's what I can see Waddle doing. I could see Waddle going to Home Depot and buying a Ring doorbell and just putting it on the car, thinking that would work.
Yes. I didn't do that, but that sounds like something I would do.
I need to see this camera. Go to the car and take a photo for us.
Why would I do that?
Because you're lying. You don't have a camera hooked up.
I don't think you do. I think this is
We'll find out, won't we?
This is something that's not worth your time. It's harmless.
Exactly.
You're not good with
Sharpie. I just accused him, and he said no. I went to Delaney, he said no.
if anything, Sharpie, you would have a Dave, camera right? that's not connected.
Dave, promo code ESPN.
Our friend
yeah.
Dave.
Shout
our friend
out
Dave.
To our friend
yeah.
Dave.
There you go. Yeah.
He's cooking right. bacon in the microwave
he's,
earlier.
He's having a hell of a day here.
Yeah.
I mean, just like, hey, I'm back in the office, guys. Anyone wants
anybody
bacon?
Want bacon?
So, what
should,
is this?
You should have
bacon?
Seen this. He's sitting at the table. He's got a tray of bacon in the
and
microwave
a crowd
oven.
Around him.
He's got a crowd around him. He's got pieces like
he's holding court.
It was something.
Oh my!
It smells great.
It's like a county fair. It was a county fair in there.
It smells
it
fantastic here today.
Yeah. I had three slices.
The smell of bacon cooking is end to end, and the taste of bacon.
Go take a picture of your car.
No, I'm not. I'm working. I got to go outside and come back.
We got you covered. You got 10 minutes.
Pull up your Ring app.
Cool.
Why do you need evidence of it?
Hold on. Hold your thought. We got the good, the bad, the dirty. A lot of dirty going on Waddle's window. That's absolutely gross.
Thank you.
We got to pay tribute to Patrick Kane. A lot of sports stuff. Cubs and Sox. Bulls tonight. It's all coming up next.
What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN_Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
The good.
It's gone! Oh, my God!
The bad.
That is so bad, that is absolutely brutal.
And the dirty.
I'm talking about nasty.
Wow, so many stories are running through my head right now.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN Chicago.
That's right, we'll go around the room, pick one thing good, one thing bad, one thing dirty. It was a busy weekend, busy sports weekend. Waddle got into some college hoops, too, this weekend.
I did.
Watching a lot of sports. Was the wife out of town? Did I see that correctly?
Yes. She was in Florida seeing some of her college friends.
So you had some time to yourself.
I did.
Is that why you were watching so much?
I was watching a lot of television. I was getting things done around the house. I got a lot of work done.
All right, what's your good?
My good is, I don't know if you saw this story, that and Aaron Rodgers is pretty popular for his off-the-field work, but he just donated $1 million to small businesses in his hometown of Chico, California. So Aaron Rodgers has, I believe, he made a huge donation to the Barstool Small Business Fund as well, but Aaron Rodgers continues to help out those in need, so... Not only is he a great quarterback, but he's out there helping out those who need it. So Aaron Rodgers is my good.
Yeah, it was, I want to say, $500,000 that he donated to the Barstool Fund.
And another million.
Like a month or two ago.
Yep.
And now another million.
Another million.
It's fantastic. There are people, and again, a lot of people love to judge the athletes. How much do you give? Should they give more? All these guys who are just helping. It's fantastic. I saw two over the weekend that a restaurant resolution passed.
Oh, good.
I don't know if you saw that.
I
finally, that this coalition that they put together with all the great people in the restaurant biz, I believe they're finally going to get some money.
Good.
Because this is a lot, like the airline industry has been helped, but what people forget is how many people are in the service industry. All the servers, all the bartenders, everything, and all these people who have been subjected to closures or just outdoor dining and everything like that, and they're finally going to be helped, so it's fantastic. I gave them a plug earlier, but it's truly my good, Waddle. I mean, first of all, to be watching football in the spring. And it's a 60-degree day. You know, we're used to football in the fall, but a lot of the smaller schools or schools that don't have the money like the SEC, and even the Big Ten shut down for a little bit, but then they decided to come back. But schools in, like the Missouri Valley Conference, had to say, we're moving it to the spring when hopefully things will be better. So Southern takes on North Dakota State. We weren't even supposed to play them this year. We're in the same conference, but it was going to be one of the years that we missed them. One of the conference teams opted out. So because of the team opting out, we got to take on North Dakota State, who had the longest winning streak in the country of any team. They have won 39 games in a row. They win championship after championship. We were a 16.5-point underdog. We beat them 38-14 on our home field, and it was their first loss since November 4th of 2017.
Look at you.
So shout out, my good,
out.
To the Salukis of Southern Illinois University, Nick Hill and his crew. Congratulations on a huge, monumental win.
There you go.
What do you boys have? What's your good?
I'll go. Shout out to my brother-in-law, Tucker, and his girlfriend, Claire, on getting engaged this weekend. Tucker is a... I'm trying to turn him into a little bit of a degenerate gambler now that it's legal. He's been gambling. But shout out to them. They got engaged. They're a great couple. Love them very much. And, yeah, they'll be getting married here in a couple of years once done with all this BS
stuff.
Was
it done creatively or was it just, straightforward?
I mean, like you said, it was a nice day. They live in Indiana. It was a nice day. They were out and about. You know, it was very sentimental, and they did it out there. If you can get sunburned, like I had to explain to my wife how you can get sunburned when it's only like 50 degrees. I'm like, well, if you're outside, there's still the sun. Like the sun is still there. So they were, you know, they sent us a picture of the engagement photo. They're all sunburnt, and they got engaged. So congrats to them.
That's awesome.
I don't remember the last time that, like, I had the kids outside in the backyard where there was still in some places like a foot of snow, but it was 60 degrees. You know, I know, like, that's common in Colorado, but I don't remember the last time that's happened.
Were you guys out there running around in your shorts and your boots?
No, I still made them put on their snow pants because they get completely wet and completely soaked because they're diving around in the snow. I just don't remember ever being outside on a 60-degree day with that much snow still on the ground. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It was rarity. Chris, what's your gut?
You guys had Porter Moser on the show last week over the weekend. Loyola wins the Missouri Valley Conference regular season title, and now they'll try and win the tournament for the Missouri Valley Conference and head to the NCAA tournament. So shout out to them. That's my good. Drake lost, I believe it was Saturday, which then gave them the regular season title.
By the way, Drake's performance in the State Farm commercial is fantastic.
Yeah, you a big fan of Drake, Drizzy?
I don't know much of his work. I know how popular
yes,
is it,
do.
But
you
not really.
You do.
But his performance, that small performance in the State Farm, he's very
a stand-in,
good.
Right?
Yeah,
he's a stand-in.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Different Drake, I guess.
Krutwig's mustache, thumbs up or down, Black?
Oh, yeah, is it big in the Missouri Valley? Of course. That's a thumbs-up mustache.
Okay.
Because you can't stop him in the post, so he can do whatever he wants.
He
right?
does whatever he wants. He's a great Valley player. What's your bad, Waddle?
My bad was the Bulls coughing up a huge lead Friday against the Suns. I believe they were up 12 at the half. They ended up scoring 16 points in the fourth quarter and ended up losing by 9. This is what happens when you step up in class. We're all very excited about this Bulls team, and they've become much more fun to watch. But to take that next step, when you get challenged by better teams, we got to see you perform better and close games out. So
the turnovers were disgusting.
Yes.
Like, it was terrible. Every trip down, they wouldn't get a shot, or the shot they got was very, very bad, or there would be an illegal pick. And I'm going to build on what you had to say. My bad is, and I know I defended him with you, Waddle, but some of these guys win me over, or in turn, I could be a fan of them initially, and then the more I watch them play, the more they drive me crazy. I know for the most part, since Wendell Carter's been back, he's been okay. But he drives me up the freaking wall. He drives, like, there will be a possession where he defends big, he blocks a shot, he grabs a rebound like a strong kid, he finishes around the hoop, and then there will be other positions where he looks like he can't catch a basketball. And he was a complete no-show on Friday at the United Center. I think he had like 2 or 4 points. A no-show. You can't go on these games where you just don't show up.
You can play against the Houston Rockets that don't have a big and fill up a stat sheet. Then you face the Suns where Ayton's in the middle of the paint.
Yeah.
Now that's when you earn your cash.
I know he's growing. He still drives me crazy, drives me up the wall. So does Kobe at times as well. But that's my bad, and I'm hoping they play much better tonight. What do you guys have?
My bad is on – I mentioned the Golden Globes, right? And I don't understand why. I get it. It's the Golden Globes. And I know it's not. This ain't the Oscars. This ain't the Emmys. I get it. But all you got to do is pull up a Zoom. A lot of these people didn't show up. I know that Frances McDormand is a recluse and she like doesn't go to anything, and that's fine. And Anthony Hopkins is old. But some people just like weren't there. They're like, listen, it's an award show. You don't even have to show up. All you got to do is pull up a Zoom. You don't even have to dress up. Sudeikis had a sweatshirt on and was high out of his mind.
What were the
also,
excuses?
My bad. Speaking of high out of his mind, I just made that one up. Now that I think of it, speaking of bad, did you guys see the joints that Cap attempted to roll today? Did you see those joints?
I thought he was bragging about them.
What?
Yeah,
did you see those things?
I didn't see them.
I rolled better joints in middle school.
Confirmed.
Middle
Confirmed.
Oh, that's talented.
Yeah. Confirmed.
That's because your fingers are smaller back then, right?
I'm rolling our joints right now.
What, I mean, what did he do poorly, like, for the layman who doesn't know how to roll a joint?
I mean, they looked, like, all, like, loose, and if you as soon as you tried to inhale, you were going to get a bunch of stuff.
I don't think I've ever rolled a joint in my life.
Oh, it was just, oh. It looked like I asked a cop to roll a joint.
Do you know back in the day before, can I tell this story now that weed's legal? If I have a weed story about
I don't think it matters if it's legal or not. You can still tell the story.
Is it not legal to draw a penis on my car?
What is this, minority
report? People are doing it. We're going to go back and arrest you.
Are you the guy that told a weed story? Come with me.
No, it's about a teammate, and you may call me a narc for doing it.
Uh-oh.
Because it wasn't legal at the time. Or is this now that it's legal, are all bets off?
Why don't you tell the story, and then we'll judge whether or not it was the right decision or not afterwards.
Years ago, JR accidentally texted me thinking that I was his brother.
I remember that. I remember that.
And he said, the text was simply, have you seen my bong? That was the text. Have you seen my bong? And I simply replied, no, I haven't seen your bong. And by the way, this is Sylvie.
That's good.
It was never meant for
That's
me.
Good.
Yeah. Look, and JR and I have joked about it to this day. But now that it's legal and JR was in on this, like, pot rolling festivity, mm-hmm. I think he's cool
Festivities.
With it.
Pot yeah. rolling.
I don't think there was any pot.
I believe it was tobacco. It was tobacco. Yeah, they used tobacco. But, I mean, you can still use that as, I don't know. I just felt bad for anybody trying to
Cap was mentioning rolling oregano, though.
Oh, I mean, it's still not weed. I mean, you want to sell a kid a bag of oregano, that's fine.
Well, you get your ass whipped if you see that kid again, don't you? Like, I mean, seriously.
That move, wouldn't it? I mean, it's like him being a White Sox fan. It's not real.
You guys
have
any?
It's totally not real.
Guys, I'm here for my bag of marijuana. How much is it? $200? That sounds right. That's a good deal, right? Okay, cool. Here you go. Here's $200.
Go on your way. Hey, here's an extra $100.
What's your bad, Black?
But no, I mean, I've never smoked anything ever, but I know that those didn't look right. So,
but you lived with me long enough to know that those are bad.
I've seen skillful people at work.
You smoked. You just you were inhaling the secondary.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. That's true. That certainly is true. Right. Yeah, that is definitely
You've
what
been
we
surrounded by it.
We would get those double decker pizzas and like, how is the thing? And be like, oh yeah.
Decker pizza.
The funniest thing about the Cap thing, not to go on a tangent, is like how he drops like lingo now as if he's like a longtime stoner guy. I just always find that funny. I know Zerman's laughing if he's listening to the show.
What words was it? What terms?
No, but he's like, you know, that's actually flour. Flour is what I'd use. And like he's getting all feisty with everyone because I don't know, Abdallah flour. Why
what is flour?
Flour is a plant because there's so many different ways to get it now, like edibles. Yeah. Flour is the plant. You can get it as a resin.
He's coming at people because of it.
Oil.
It's just great.
Stuff,
yeah. It's just fantastic. Guys, my bad. The Golden Globes, boring AF. And Abdallah listed off a bunch of different winners. It was a terrible show. If you actually watched it last night, it was not good. And did you see today? The ratings are like the worst they've ever had.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Terrible.
My wife hated the ending, too. They just, like, ended, and they're just like, okay, good night.
Because it was a terrible show.
I watched the little things. I watched the movie.
Don't all those things end that way, though? They give out the final award, and they're like, we're 20 minutes over. That's it. See you next year.
It is amazing that they could do all these broadcasts and stay on time, but the award show never stay. And it was so awkward on a Zoom to hear these people get played off last night. Like, I felt terrible. Like, let them talk. I mean, or don't let them speak then.
Sylvie, it's flour. I know what I'm... It's flour.
All right, flour. The dirties. Our dirties coming up next.
This hour is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois. Through life's ups and downs and for all the journeys ahead, you know what to bring. The card you can count on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois through it all.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
J.R. Strauss from Cap and J. Hood, he texted me, he said, LOL, my phone is blowing up. By the way, it was a bowl, not a bong, but I'm guessing everything else is accurate.
Yeah.
I'm in the grocery store, haha. So yeah, he said, have you seen my bowl? This had to be like 07 or 08. This was years ago. years ago, just out of the blue.
Your bowls are like your pipe, right? Just like your little pipe? Gotcha.
Exactly, right. So that was funny, as we were talking about some of the stuff they were doing this morning. Uncapping Jay Hood. All right, let's get to our dirties. What is your dirty from the weekend, Waddle? I'm the good, the bad, the dirty.
All right, last Sunday, a radio interceptor picked up an unusual transmission from flight 2292 from Cincinnati to Phoenix. Pilots said that they had been overtaken by a speeding craft at 36,000 feet over a remote corner of New Mexico. One pilot can be heard telling an air traffic controller, "Do you have any targets up here? We just had something go right over at the top of us." Like, just tell us. Like, stop hiding. I want all of the UFO information, and I want it now. It's like dirty that you're holding. I'm 54 years old. Just give me the information.
Why are they withholding?
I don't know.
So they don't scare us, or because they don't know?
I don't know. But
what could they be hiding? Are they hiding?
I don't know. But, like, there's video evidence. There's pilots that have seen it. It's not the first time.
When did this happen? This latest one?
This was February 28th, I think, or a week ago Sunday, whenever that date was.
February 28th was yesterday.
Right, so it was a week ago. This was reported on the 28th. It was a week from yesterday.
All right, I got you. I got you. Yeah,
just tell me. Quit treating me like a child. I'm a child, but don't treat me like
that. I don't know if we can handle it. We're still in the middle of a pandemic, but my dirty, did you see what Jeff Passan tweeted over the weekend?
I did, yeah.
He got me. He tweeted, "The Boston Red Sox have acquired Bryant from the Chicago Cubs."
What was your first emotion?
I'm like, well, it was like in that split second, I'm like reading the Cubs just traded Chris Bryant, and then he wrote Zach Bryant, a 22-year-old right-hander. He's a player to be named later in the Josh Osich trade from last summer's deadline. And he knew he got us all. He was trolling us. Shame on Jeff Passan for doing that, playing with my emotions like that.
Were you disappointed when you figured it out it was Zach?
No, I was not. I was actually then thinking about Chris Bryant. I could bring that up later in the show. But why don't you guys wrap us up, and then we got to take a quick break.
You guys paying attention to the Knicks?
Yes, Tibbs. Yes.
Yeah, how about that?
The four seed in the East, right?
How about that for a team and a young up-and-coming team with a new head coach? 18-17, one game over 500.
Yeah, they're not winning anything, but they are impressive.
But
they are impressive.
Isn't that where you'd like the Bulls to be right now?
Yeah.
Oh, hater.
Just saying.
I'm realist. Hater. They're not winning.
But who would you rather be, the Bulls or the Knicks going forward?
I'd rather... That's an interesting question.
Isn't Zach LaVine the best player out of anybody?
My first inclination was to say the Bulls, but I'd have to look over the Knicks roster a little closer. I know Randall's our top player, right?
Yeah, Julius Randle.
And he's been unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. RJ Barrett scored 20-something last night.
He's a guy, isn't he?
I mean, he's still only in his second year.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably more in on RJ Barrett than you are Lowry Markkanen.
That's
or
true.
Kobe White.
None of them make me tingle.
Yeah, I'm getting, a long time with Kobe. There's still a lot can happen, but I just think, and I know point guards aren't like they used to be, but I still think they need someone to make the offense go better. That's just me, though. What do you got? And Black, what's your dirty?
Well, my dirty, we will talk Patrick Kane in like 15 minutes, so I'm going to give a shout-out to Kaner and his 400th goal. So we will talk that, too. Abdallah took my Knicks one, so I'll give you guys Luka Doncic on Saturday night. Ooh. He was fantastic.
And Harden gave him a huge compliment,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and, you know, the Nets are playing really good basketball, but the Mavs seem to start to figure some stuff out here. So, Luka.
All right, there you go. The good, the bad, the dirty every Monday at 4:30. One former NFL general manager has advice to Ryan Pace. You'll hear the advice in 2 short minutes.